Unit 11, Exercise 1, Speaker 1. I've always been slim. Everyone in my family is too. It's interesting, really, because people know not to insult overweight people, but have no such problem when it comes to the thin. The worst thing I've ever been called is a bag of bones. The person who did it was really nice normally, and amazingly, she didn't intend to be hurtful. She just assumed that calling me that was a kind of compliment. It wasn't, and I told her so. She was horrified, but she could see what I meant when I explained how I felt. She won't do that again, that's for sure. Speaker 2.
I've been trying to improve my health recently. Not because my doctor thinks I need to, but really because I feel as though I'm not taking care of myself. I've started eating more healthily, and I'm taking health supplements too. Oh, and I've cut out caffeine too. That wasn't easy, I can tell you. I like to exercise, but I prefer to do it at home where no one else can see me. There's loads of free fitness videos online, so I just clear a space in the living room and do everything there. I did half an hour of aerobic exercise this morning, and tomorrow I'm going to start yoga. This is really my year of getting healthy.
Speaker 3.
My problem is that I'm just too competitive. I will do anything to win. That's not to say I cheat. No, I have a very well-defined sense of fair play and would never break the rules. To be honest, I'm too worried that I would be caught out. It'd all be too humiliating. I get very disappointed with other footballers when I see them cheating. I mean, there they are in full view of all the spectators in the stadium, and yet they still try to fool the referee. Why bother? They should just own up to what they've done, or better still, not do it in the first place.
Speaker 4.
My lifestyle had been sedentary since I was young. At a recent checkup, my doctor told me that I was fine at the moment, but if I carried on the way I was doing, I could be facing health issues in later life. That's why I bought myself a fitness tracker. Now, I know lots of people buy these, but don't really use them to improve their health. But for me, it's been excellent for my running. It monitors my blood pressure, my heart rate, tells me how many steps I've done. You name it, it does it. It's still not easy to hit the road every day, but with the tracker watching what I'm doing, I have a lot more motivation.